entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to the Remodeler Show. It's show 701 in our original It's Your Business series. Joining us this morning, and we're making this show, we were going to say almost a redo show. It's got to be a redo show because that's what's on your minds. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. You're going to want to be talking with Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, Jim LeDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, and Steve Swenson, the handyman. It has been an interesting evening with the rain, the flooding, severe weather that we've had. We know that there's got to be a lot of remodeling going on, and our hearts do go out to all of those that have had any kind of damage. But we have these guys in the studio. We're going to have one more on the phone that's going to join us in just a minute that has been extremely busy, as you might expect. But the concerns are there. The issues today are big time issues, particularly if there's water in your house. So, Paul, as we talk about this morning, how big a deal is it in the scheme of things?
Well, anytime you get that much rain in a short period of time, if you drove by the river yesterday in Sioux Falls, it was in its banks. This morning, it's not. So I don't think there's any way to prevent water if you got groundwater from coming into your basement. When I get a phone call, first thing I ask is get your downspouts extenders on as far away from your house as you can get them. Make sure you don't have any water running back towards the foundation because it's coming in. And when it starts to come in, I don't really know if there's a remedy to stop it other than make sure your sump pumps are running. It's not a good deal.
Don't they sell any kind of spray can that'll block it?
You got to tell that story, but you can't use the names to protect the innocent.
I have to learn to keep my mouth shut, which if you know me, you know that's impossible.
After rigor mortis sets in.
Yeah, I had a customer call and they went somewhere and they were sold this spray stuff that would help harden and stop the water from coming in their basement. It quit raining. This was a couple days ago. So the water quit coming. Well, I got a phone call last night at 9 o'clock wondering what they should do. Don't go to the stores and ask if there's a spray can that will help seal your basement because that is not going to work.
I think you're right on track.
That's pretty crazy.
We do have Jerry Berg from Intech that's on the phone right now. As you might expect, the largest restoration service company in South Dakota has been flooded with calls. And Jerry, as Paul Nelson was just explaining, I'll bet you don't tell people just take a spray can and spray your walls and it'll keep the water out.
No, I don't, although I've seen that can in the stores. But no, I've never told anybody to do that. I tell them to go buy an extra sump pump so that it's ready and ready to go, you know.
Tell us the kind of reactions you've been getting and the kind of calls you've been getting. We use the word big-time issue, and if you got water in your house, it's got to be a big-time issue.
Well, actually, the groundwater, in this, my opinion, came up so quickly that it just overwhelmed even double sump pump systems, and the drain tile couldn't take it away. Even if the sump was working enough to keep it from overflowing the hole, there was so much water pressure from below that it was coming through any crack and around the edges away from where the sumps were. And it's, just beyond the pale, even over all the times I've experienced this in the past, including 2004, which was very similar and it happened twice. And anyway, and then our electricity went out, so our phones were down. And then when they came back up, the phones still didn't work, so we've just had a heck of a time.
So the calls that you're getting, you know, we've had as much as 9-10 inches of rain in Lincoln County, and you talk to the emergency management people in Lincoln County, and they're immediately to the point you really can't go anyplace in Lincoln County with all that's going on. A lot of your calls coming from Lincoln County, or are they coming
they're coming from everywhere, you know, and it's hard to accommodate everybody. Obviously, we tried to devote all of yesterday to just water extraction and water mitigation, and now we've got, obviously, regular customers and regular work that we're trying to keep up with, all the while still taking on water calls. And, you know, it's just amazingly busy, and all we can do is, you know, put people on a list, and what happens is when you go on the list is, we start calling through the next one that says yes, and in the meantime, they've perhaps found somebody else or managed. The water's gone down. They've torn their own carpet out. They've moved their own contents, and so then they're not in need of our services anymore. So don't be bashful about being on the list. It still could mean that for me or anybody else that you'd be accommodated today or tomorrow, or even, you know, on the next day. I mean, that's kind of an exaggeration because we got a long list, but the list goes down quickly once people start finding remedies to take care of this.
One of the things that I was told that social media is ripe with this morning is the fact that you've got a lot of these pipes that are rupturing that are in and out of toilets that just can't move the water, can't do the things. You getting any kind of calls like that or any advice as to what you might
do? It's hard to know, not talking to the people on the phone, just exactly where they're coming from. And we've not had time to sit down and figure out, you know, normally it's a sump pump or a seepage of some sort, or on occasion a broken window well, you know, and then it's a matter of getting them on the list or figuring out what they can start doing. If they get, you know, if a person at least gets all, if they can manage to get all the furniture moved to the garage or a dry spot, that helps a lot. If we have to, we just can't even attempt to move furniture anymore. It just takes too long. So we've recommended people calling, you know, regardless of what the source is, calling a mover and getting the stuff out in the garage or someplace else, upstairs somehow, you know. Anyway.
All right. So advice this morning is get on a list, get it taken care of.
Get your furniture moved. Do as much as you can. You can go on our webpage or probably anybody's webpage for advice on what to do. And we'll be calling through the list. And when we get to you, I mean, if you still need us, and there's a lot of stuff even after you've got the water gone that needs to be done. For example, just you know, setting up drying equipment. If you're not dry and keep constant air movement on it, you run the risk in, you know, certainly when the basement's being cooled, it's not going to promote mold growth, but it's not going to take long and you're going to have mold growth. So just because you've done everything and you still have wet walls, you still have a long ways to go.
Jerry Berg from InTech, we appreciate you taking time. You used the word, the kind of calls you were getting were almost breathtaking. I've never heard you use that language.
Well, just because the water table came up so quickly, I mean, there's just amazing. We've done, you know, a lot of basements more than once. And this time there's, instead of just being seepage and having the carpet wet, they've got several inches of water in the basement. So, I mean, and it takes a long time to extract that kind of water, and until the ground table goes down or you get a super sump, and there are some out there that can pump large volumes of water, until you get something to really help mitigate the circumstances, I mean, it's just a mess.
Jerry Berg, InTech, we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes with us this morning. Help everybody you can today, Jerry. We appreciate all you do.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jerry Berg with InTech. As we heard him, obviously a little busy. Steve Swenson has joined us with the handyman. One of the questions that we've had, does home insurance cover floods? And you would say, Mr. Nelson?
No.
And why is that?
Depends on. I will use my own personal experience because I do not have a sump pump in my 1976 house out on the farm. I had water a few years ago, and it came in naturally, and they would not cover it. If I would have had a sump pump and the sump pump quits working, then you're covered.
So it's, key is the sump pump that doesn't work. And that could be electricity that went out, any act
just burnt, you know, nature. Yeah. But if you just get water coming in your house naturally, I'm guessing you are not going to get insured.
Jim LaDuca, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. We talk about electricity on the side of this, and obviously you deal with electricity as much as anybody in this show. Concerns you have, any dangers we have with water in basements, well, and plug-ins, lamps, whatever?
Yeah, and you don't want to be handling anything electrical if you're standing in water. And if your carpet is wet, you don't want to be turning on a lamp or a TV or something like that, unless you're using a remote control for the TV. But no, you don't want to create a path for the electricity that the water makes it so much easier to flow through.
But Jim, is that electrifying?
Extremely.
Steve Swenson has joined us from The Handyman. You know, you guys walk and talk people through all of their problems. How are you going to walk them through this?
Well, yesterday afternoon, we carried all the sump pumps we have in our warehouse over to the store. And people were coming in yesterday, and we have a whole bunch of them. I double-checked this morning, so we have lots of sump pumps. You know, if yours isn't working, or like Jim from Intech said, double sump pumps don't even work, you know? I mean, if you're having trouble, we have extra ones at the store. I don't know. It's a tough deal. I know at my house, the leaves came off the trees and stuck. It made my gutters plugged. You know, I actually went up there last night when the lightning going on and everything, and pulled some leaves out of there. Probably shouldn't have done that, but
you're right.
Yeah. But I had cleaned my gutters out earlier this spring, and when I came home, it was pouring down rain, and I saw them overflowing over the gutters, you know, and I thought, what the heck? And that's what it was. All those, well, you can see on the streets, there's just leaves and pieces got broken off of trees. It's so windy and rainy and nasty that, I don't know, we just have to, you have to suck it up. I guess that's why we live in South Dakota.
The kind of calls you expect with this, you know, once in a, I wouldn't call it a once in a century storm, but you'd call it once maybe in a decade with 8 to 10 inches. What can the handyman do to help?
Well, the number one call we'll have is sump pumps. You know, do you have sump pumps? How do we get the sump pump hose hooked up right? I brought my little boy to the babysitter this morning, and every house had water pumping out of it over on Sycamore, East Sycamore. And, you know, I mean, everyone, the driveways were all wet, and it's because it was pumping water out of their sump pumps. So that was a deluge of water for sure.
That's a good thing, that run your hoses. Don't put them out in your backyard. Go get extra hose and get them to the street, because if you're pumping that in your backyard, all you're doing is recycling water. So get it to pavement, get it in, and get it to the storm sewer.
And turn off your sprinkler system. I'm seeing sprinkler systems running when we got 4 inches of rain. You know, all you're doing is recycling that water through your sump pump again.
336-1320 and 1-800-228-4435. We're taking your calls. We've got a lot we can talk about this morning, and we will. But if you have something you'd like to redirect us on, much like the downspout will redirect the water away from your house, let's do that. We'll take a break. Come back with remodelers.
For years, Hartford, South Dakota has proclaimed with punch, we're on the edge of everything. Its citizens, community pride has put us in that position today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Nelson, owner of Hartford Salon Capella. Our business of the month is Tamman Auto and Tire, owned by Lene Rodinius. Lene serves as 2014 president of the Hartford Area Chamber of Commerce. Volunteer of the month is Terry Hagen, who raised the money and provided most of the work for Hartford's new amphitheater. This town is calling me home.
Hartford has everything you need. A grocery store, professional services, Great Life Golf, and now a WOW Entertainment and Fireside. And Hartford has added Sideline Diesel and Repair and Carl V. Carlson's Pamcast. Jamboree Days, June 19th to the 21st. Click HartfordAreaChamber.com or call our development director for detailing.
Go ahead, Bill. It's that time again.
Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything. It's not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24-7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Nordstrom's Under the Hood. Thursday mornings 9 to 11. Kellow News Talk 1320 107.9.
I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome back to the Remodelers. Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, front and center this morning. Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. And Steve Swenson, Handyman, 910 East 10th. We're here. We've heard from Jerry Berg this morning talking about all the restoration that they're doing. 8, 9, 10 crews. And as Jerry told me early this morning, he can't keep up with it, with all the things. How many people do you think were affected with all of this in our immediate area, Paul?
Well, I've talked to somebody from Valley Springs this morning. That's a crazy town over there. I called my electrician because he lives down by Canton, and he has a Kubota tractor that's maybe a foot of it sticking out of water. He got to town this morning, but I don't know how you can grasp how many people. It's crazy. I wouldn't even have a guess.
Lots of people, lots of concerns, and remember, you're probably in that same situation. I want to use the word boat, but that's not what we really want to use, because the boat's not big enough for all the people that have been affected.
Need an arc.
Yeah, we do. Jim, from your side of it, you know, oftentimes we don't think, when we get into that kind of restoration with houses, that electrical lamps and shades are important, but sometimes they're one of the things that is affected with all that has happened, the fans, everything else that you deal with daily.
Well, but as I was saying earlier about not handling anything or touching anything electrical while you're standing on wet carpet or in water. If you've got water in your basement, you don't want to pick up a table lamp that just could have a short in it that you wouldn't know about when things are dry, because it wouldn't conduct electricity. But that water would provide a path to ground. So those are things that you really want to pay attention to, is you just don't want to handle anything electrical. It's probably safe to unplug something, and if you have to move it, unplug it before you move it, so you're not handling anything that would have a live electric conductivity.
Steve, from a businessman's point of view today, and you certainly are dressed as the businessman today,
thanks.
You kind of wonder as to what your agenda, how it will change. All those projects that you have scheduled to help people, they're going to get pushed back? You're going to take things that are emergencies? What kind of thing have you guys done since 1946?
46. You knew that.
I was thinking 67 for whatever reason,
yeah.
But
well, emergencies always come first, and you know, you help the people that are struggling. If something's wrong, something's happened bad to them. Just like, I don't know, was it 5 years ago that everybody got water in their basements in Sioux Falls? Was that 5 or 6 years ago? You know,
it's, if you're Lincoln County, it's been more often than that, it seems.
Yeah, like. You're probably right. But I mean, there was a couple of years that we helped sold people stuff that they, you know, their vanities got wet in the basement. You know, a toilet doesn't matter if it gets wet, but the vanity, if it gets wet up the sides one time, you know, it's ruined when it's in water, floating in water. So we'll see. We'll help people get new stuff. You know, for the next couple of years, it'll be a long time. For this summer, it'll be, you know, quite a few people will come in right away because they, you know, you use your bathroom every day, and it's, you know, we'll just help any way we can.
Let's share some phone numbers this morning because we're going to generate some ideas that people are going to have and say, who could we call? Well, you, sure. You can call.
Handyman is 336-0316. We'll answer the phone.
And you're located at?
910 East 10th Street, right across from McDonald's on East 10th, just east of the viaduct.
And you're not underwater this morning. Everything's cool there.
No, we're okay. The parking lot's pretty clean.
I'll bet it is. Yeah. Paul, how do they reach you at Nelson Construction?
366-1116. Gets my cell phone. Call me anytime.
And again, that's Nelson, S-E-N, not S-O-N. Jim LaDuke, questions about lighting, questions about electricity, questions about anything from Lamps and Shades.
332-6680, and we also answer our phone.
Yes, they do, and they are good professional people. They've been doing this for years, and they can talk back to 1946. They can talk back to many other years, but they'll help you get through it, and that's what the remodel show is. They'll walk you through it. They'll talk you through it. They'll give you some advice and maybe some things you don't want to hear, but things that they would tell customers or people that would be customers. We'll take a break, talk Fox Business News, come back and visit more with the remodelers. Welcome back. We're talking with the remodelers on a rather wet Tuesday morning. We visit with the remodelers on the first and third Tuesday of the month between 9 and 10 o'clock. We have Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th, Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota, and Paul Nelson, SEN, Nelson Construction, who is here and been very busy. Paul, front and center, let's talk about people that have closings on homes with water in them. I thought about that overnight, having seen that done, and wondered what people should do.
Okay, well, the story I was telling you earlier about the customer who called me last night, that's their deal. Their house is sold, it closes, it's either a week or two. They've already moved out. They just went home to check on it, and they've got a multi-level house, so it's the lowest level. Luckily, the water's coming in the cement area, unfinished area, so they were going to sit up all night and squeegee it to the floor drain so the other half where the carpet is stays dry. I don't know what you do. The other, I talked to somebody in Valley Springs this morning, and they got the same deal. Their house closes in a week. The people who've lived there forever have never had water in their basement. It's going to close in a week, and you got water. I don't know how you, you're the real estate man. How do you deal with that?
Well, here's what I was going to do. If it was a new home that you had built, and they were doing a walkthrough before closing, he's looking at me like, thanks a lot for passing it back. But it happens because they get that walkthrough the day before, and if it has any smell, if it has any trace, then it becomes a concern. And we have a lot of people that are selling homes when you get towards the end of the month when it's got a J in it or the beginning of the month. So what do you do, and how do you make sure everybody is happy?
I actually have a closing on Monday on a new house, and I have been watching it very closely that there's no water in it, but luckily we don't have any water. We were painting it yesterday morning, and I drove up today, and a little bit of our primer that was on the house was gone. But I don't know how you, I'm guessing you would have to disclose that if you have a closing and you got water in there. If it doesn't smell and you're, didn't really ruin anything, like I told this customer.
One thing you don't do is hide it.
Don't hide it. No, no.
All the people around have had wet carpet, and they've driven by, and they say, I wonder why we haven't heard anything.
Right. So yeah, you feel sorry for him. I don't know. Hopefully I'm going to call him when I'm done here and see if I need to go over and do anything, but I don't know what you're doing with, you know, it's groundwater. And
like Paul said, the most important thing is make sure the gutters have the extensions on them. I mean, for next time, because you can't do anything about this time.
Right.
But the gutter extensions and clean gutters is probably the number one thing you can do to keep water out of your house.
The leaves that Steve was talking about was the hail. I mean, yeah. I was headed back to my shop yesterday, and it started to hail, and I flew under a tree. Well, when I left, it looked like I had a green car. So all them leaves are going in your gutters. Get up there today. It's sunshining. Get them cleaned out. Because if we get any more rain, it's the ground's wet. It's going to come. If you're getting water now, it's coming to your basement. Get them sump pump hoses. Push them to the street. The city doesn't really want the water either. But get them out of your backyards. Get them on pavement. Get them to the storm sewers.
Steve Swenson, the handyman. We'll talk a little other business this morning. We've been talking.
You mean like toilets or something?
We could talk $100 off on custom showers. We could talk that four-letter word that you like to use. It's not rain. It's onyx.
Onyx. I keep forgetting that.
Four-letter word that's not rain.
$200 off on any walk-in tub. Is that with or without water this morning?
Yeah, most of them have water.
Okay, that's good. That's good
they're
that you have
hold
that.
Their own water.
So those people that have projects right now that your schedule, and I don't know how you do this completely, but I would guess that you have people scheduled to go out and do some deliveries, do some installations, whatever, in homes. You back those off a little bit until it's dry because of the pipes and everything else?
Yeah, we don't install anything. We sell
you just stuff. Talk them and walk them through it.
Yep, and we have a list of people that are handyman guys, you know, that some are plumbers. Some are home builders. Some are handyman guys with a van and some tools. And we have a list of people that put water heaters in and toilets in and redo bathrooms and stuff. But we don't really install anything ourselves.
Okay. The guys that do install are guys like Paul Nelson.
Yep.
Who do not only building, but record-setting year, Paul, as far as remodeling.
Yes. Handyman has the benefit when we have these storms like this. Everybody's already busy. And then you throw something like this on. And I heard to quit. What do you do with the person in dire need? Well, you have schedules. I mean, I've got one right now. The lady's got Saturday. She's having a baby shower. So that has to stay on schedule. So you just work more hours to help everybody out. So I believe Berg said you do the best you can. Get to who you can get to. Get them on your list and work them through. So it's a tough situation.
Like he was saying this morning, he said, I'm not going to be able to satisfy everybody today because of everybody that wants the help. But we've been doing this a long time. You know that we've got crews that will work. And he says nice things about the other restoration companies as well, because at this point, you're an industry. You got people to take care of. And I think you would agree, Steve, too, that and Jim, that this is what you do. You work together to make sure you're taking care of people.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That. And you also have to realize that this too shall pass. You know, we'll get through it, but it's not going to go easy.
It won't go easy, and this is one that people will remember, that there was a weather guy that went to Sioux City and chased a storm as we were kind of talking. We had enough storms here, but that's where you had a town that was almost blown away, and we were comparing that earlier. Jim and I were talking about Spencer, which was not that long ago, that pretty much like Pilger, Nebraska, that was hit last night.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if the governor of Nebraska made a mad dash up there to the, like Janklow did.
For those that don't know about Spencer, kind of refresh their memories. That was a storm that came up, seems like it was late spring, a J month maybe, that the town was pretty much wiped off the map for the most part, and you had a lot of help, And you did have then Governor Janklow that was in the middle of it.
Yeah, he got there that night and kind of managed the recovery of the whole affair there. But that came up very quickly, and I don't think there was a building in Spencer that wasn't affected. Most of them were gone.
He's Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. You deal with fans, lots of fans.
I sure do.
The concern is going to be drying out these houses. Can fans come into play? Do you need to bring in fans? What would you suggest?
Well, I don't think a ceiling fan is going to be an effective means of helping to dry it out. But floor fans, the kind that you can put on the floor and help evaporate the water that way, will do that. Getting it vacuumed up and dried out as quickly as possible is probably the best thing a person can do at this point in time.
Who was at the big trade show out west with the big fan? Which one of you was talking about the big fan last time?
Yes, we have one going in a house soon. I haven't got it in yet.
So how big is it, and is it the kind of fan that would help in this kind of a condition?
No. It's a...
You might as well say it. You're going to say it.
It's a big-ass fan.
That's the name of it.
And that's the name. It's a big-ass fan. And it spans, is it 7 foot, Jim?
That's correct. It's 7 foot with 9 blades.
Yeah. Wow. It's going to look like an airplane hanging on your ceiling, and it's going to be cool. I can't wait to get it up.
So in essence, you guys talking about fans, we talked about drying it out. Get the carpet out of there. What else do you get out of there?
You got to get the carpet. If you have furniture down there and it's wet, like when I had water in my basement, we hauled it upstairs, threw it in the garage. Most of it went in the dump because you're not going to get the stink out of it. Dehumidifiers, fans, vacuum the water, get it vacuumed up, haul it up, get it outside. That's your, yeah, don't wait. You know, if you're on a list, don't wait. Dig in, call your buddies, that carpet, roll it up. The pad, even the pad, it's going to be heavy, heavy, heavy because that pad just sucks the water up. You even have a hard time vacuuming the water out of the pad. We rolled ours up and carried it outside and set it out in the driveway and let it drain itself and threw it in my dump trailer and went to the dump with it. So get anything wet, get it out of there.
The stigma that's going to go with this sometimes can be a plus if you're selling a house because everybody had it. It's not just your house. And we have seen that that was the storm of 14.
Yep. There's houses that never have water, and you get this much rain in a short period of time, it can happen. You don't want it to happen, but it can happen.
The experts, Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades, they can reach you by calling
332-6680.
Paul Nelson, SEN Construction,
366-1116.
And Handyman, Steve Swenson.
Handyman is 336-0316.
Remodeling show, we'll take calls or we'll talk. Lots to talk about this morning, just like there's lots of water. All a part of the remodelers.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesian, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
Kim Commando, Saturdays 10 to noon. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
June 17th this morning, it's the Wet Tuesday for 2014. Lots of people not able to go places. The Harrisburg Gymnasium lost a $100,000 expense. John Michaels, who is the producer on this show, is saying, I remember when they took a gym and put it into a dance floor and everything worked well. There will be places that things that are wet today will work someplace else. The pipes, a big concern. The travel, a concern. And I would say maybe, Steve, another round of storms coming tonight might be yet another concern.
Yeah, clean your gutters out. Get your gutter extensions on.
How carefully did you do that? You were telling us that story.
I did it swiftly.
Swiftly?
Yeah, that's the word I'll
use. Was it raining when you did that?
Yes, it was raining. Cats and dogs. And yes, like Jim said, faster than lightning. I see on our notes here that we have work concerns with the infrastructure, wastewater removal. Although water restrictions in Sioux Falls have been lifted. That's good notes I know. To put on this morning.
I know. Sometimes you take your notes from all of these places. And
yeah, you didn't probably write them yesterday, but yeah.
No, they were written early this morning. But we did have those restrictions that were lifted early morning. There were some concerns that any of the infrastructure might fail if people were overdoing it with the water issues in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I think I heard somebody on the radio say that the National Weather Service sent out a Twitter that said, holy bucket, Sioux Falls, South Dakota had 0.85 inches in 5 minutes. That's the equivalent of 10 point some inches in an hour. And that was like, they get top notch for that deal. So holy buckets. I mean, anybody that saw it yesterday can believe how much we got in those 5 minutes. It was crazy.
One of the things we did talk about earlier, and Paul, I think it's worth repeating, is covered by insurance. And you gave a quick answer of a house built in 76 out on the farm, if I remember my language. My own personal house.
And
you didn't have a sump pump working?
I didn't. I have a drain field, I got drain tile, and it deadheads out. But I do not have a sump pump. And since I do not have a sump pump, I did not get any coverage, I've been with my insurance agent a long time, and he got an earful, and he personally made the phone call to the company, and if it's coming in a window, you do not have insurance. That was my personal experience. Your sump pump fails, you're covered. So,
Paul Nelson stories?
If anybody thinks he's crazy for not having a sump pump, I live in a 1972 farmhouse, and I also don't have a sump pump, but I haven't had water in my house. I live on a sandy top of a hill kind of thing, and it just doesn't need one. So some places don't need sump pumps. But
I am kind of up on a little bit of a hill, and I looked out, and the amount of water that I seen, I've only lived out there 12 years, but it was incredible how much water was, like, got a little hay field, and I couldn't see it. It was water. So when it rains that hard, comes down that fast, if it's going to find a way into your house, there it is. So,
yeah, my grass itself, my yard had an inch of water on it above the turf. I mean, it was just sitting there. That was crazy. I think they said that in Sioux Falls, we set a record rainfall for June before yesterday.
Yes. So, and we're still 14, 15 days left.
Oh, yikes.
You know, we've talked about selling homes, and that's a lot of what we do with the Lamps and Shades, with the handyman, and also Nelson Construction. From your end, as people are looking at this and they're cleaning up, Jim, one of the things that we do talk about, and maybe comes into effect here as well, is that updating lighting, updating things that make it look even a mood change, go from dark to inviting, maybe is something that people need to really be considering with this kind of an event.
Well, yeah, if they're selling their home and the lighting is outdated, they might want to consider updating the lighting to brighten things up in there, because one of the things that's very discouraging is to have dark corners and that sort of thing in a home. And also the style of the fixtures that have changed. If you've got brass, I would definitely want to change out the fixtures before you put the house on the market. So.
Lighting is the number two item on the list of what buyers want to maximize. So the maximizing of lighting in the home is a key issue.
Absolutely. And right now, today's lighting is so exciting because of the advancements in technology of LED lighting that, you know, people don't care much for the curlicue compact fluorescents that have taken the place of the incandescent.
Looks like a Dairy Queen light or something.
Yeah. So the LED light bulb is rapidly pushing that out of the way, although they can't keep up with the production of it. But the price is a little bit prohibitive, so the demand and the supply are pretty equal.
Fixtures, important side of this.
When you say
fixtures in the home as far as changing those out.
Well, yeah, like I say, especially if you've got brass light fixtures that
you'd get rid of those quick.
Yeah, it's if you're selling the house.
If it's a 72 or 76 model house.
Exactly.
Maybe it's time that Steve and Paul make that change.
Yeah, well, in those years, you've probably replanted a few times and put in new furniture and that sort of thing. And it might be time to change the light fixtures as well.
Jim, is brass light fixtures like the white appliance? If you keep them long enough, they're back in style, or is brass going to be gone for a while?
I've been in the business long enough to have seen brass come and go two times already.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're replacing a lot of brass, and I'm like, I got a little bit of it in my house, and I'm not.
Maybe you can go into that dance floor.
Well, you're not selling your house either.
I'm not selling my house either.
But we do sell an occasional brass light fixture for somebody who's replacing a fixture that already has brass, but they're not selling their house either.
Right on.
These guys are the remodeling experts. We're talking redo. Take care of your property today. Do what you have to do. Be a little patient. Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. Steve Swenson, the handyman. Paul Nelson, SEN Construction. Back with the wrap-up on the remodelers.
Shouldn't you give the gift of great drinking water 365 days a year?
I'm Julene, and at Kinetico, we're making it even easier. We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener with a purchase of a new cordless Kinetico softener. That's right, no electricity.
Visit Kinetico, 401 South Minnesota, call 339-3434, or go online at KineticoSiouxFalls.com. For soft water in the USA that's better for your hair, skin, or clothing,
it's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Back at Advana Mortgage with Jim Lowe. Jim, who is Advana Mortgage?
We are mortgage bankers specializing in all types of home loans. We are part of Premier Home Mortgage, Rapid City. We are caring mortgage bankers who are professionally trained to handle all of your loan needs.
Apply online at AdvanaMortgage.com. NMLS number 162291. Why should I use Advana Mortgage?
We specialize just in mortgage loans. We answer your questions promptly. At Advana Mortgage, we return your messages before we go home at night. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive. At Advantage Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have a special loan product. It's the Advantage Mortgage Fixer Up Dream Home Loan. Upgrade your kitchen, add new carpets, new appliances, or even a garage. Purchase a new home or refinance with these improvements.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvantaMortgage.com. Advantage Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
If news is happening, you're hearing it now. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Welcome back. The remodelers this morning, we've been talking about the storm. We've been talking about insurance. We had Jerry Berg from Intech join us, who was a little busy, wouldn't you say, Paul, with what we were hearing, everything that he's getting calls on, and all the demands that will come on all of the restoration companies today.
Yes. This is unfortunate because before all the rain and water in people's basements, everybody is swamped. I mean, they are, we're very busy, and it's hard enough to find people.
Swamped?
I shouldn't say swamped. We're very busy. So now you throw this on top of it. Our remodel numbers, if I believe correctly from the last show, are already better than 12 and 13 together. Wasn't that correct?
Exactly.
Just think what this is going to do. It's
now, will that go on the list when they do repairs?
You pull a building permit.
So we could expect that. That's really a number we should watch in the next 90 days.
Yep.
Wow. So how are you going to handle those that are remodeling and those that you're closing on? You mentioned closing on a house here soon. How are you going to take priorities on those? You got enough people to make it work?
Well, work more. You work more. Like I said, our schedules were already full. So you're if it's an emergency, you get out, you take care of the emergency, and then, they're going to have to deal with their insurance company. So these jobs aren't going to start immediately. I mean, the getting stuff tore out's going to, but as far as putting back together, it's going to be a crazy year in the remodel business.
One of the things that did happen, which is really kind of a sign of the times, this was over the weekend. Sump pump failed at the Real Estate Association of the Sioux Empire's building. They had to close the office because of water in the basement. Of all things, that's kind of a new building that they're in out there on 57th. So to have that happened, if it happened in that building, obviously it happened a lot of places all over town.
It water doesn't just, hey, I'm going to go to Bill Zortman's house. I mean, if you're in an area of town where that ground swells up and the water table and comes up, that water's coming in your place, and there's really no stopping it. You can help prevent, get your gutters, get your extensions, get your sump pumps drain into the street. Some of that will help, but that when you get this much water, there's no cure to stop it.
You know, one of the things that we do want to do is give out contact information again, because if you can't do it, maybe you know somebody that can. So I would encourage you to call the remodelers in this show. Paul, S-E-N first.
Paul Nelson Construction, 366-1116. I will take your call. We'll come out. We'll see what we can, if there's a direction we can help point you, or if we can do it, just give us a call.
Steve Swenson, the handyman.
We do have sump pumps. We got a bunch of them in the store. 336-0316. We're open till 9 o'clock tonight. So we'll help you any way we can.
And you will walk and talk them through it.
We'll help you any way we can.
Yes, you will. And the guy that was really good on the comment, make sure you're careful what you're unplugging and how you do it. You know, that may save more lives than anything we've said in the show, Jim.
Well, I would hope so, because want to keep our listeners around. So just be careful if your floor is wet, how you handle anything electrical.
Well, and three different perspectives from these gentlemen this morning. Jerry Berg had a fourth, And that's what we do with the remodeling show, is try to provide you help. If we have a storm or if we have anything else that might deal with damage, that's what we're here for on the first and third Tuesday of the month, 9 to 10 o'clock. The show will be put on podcast by hopefully before the next rain, but that might be in the next hour. I'm not sure that will get done. But we encourage you to use the services of these guys. They have a lot of expertise. They do provide some good information, and we appreciate them taking the time out of their busy schedules this morning to visit with us. Gentlemen, thank you. We appreciate you. Our thoughts are with all of those that have damage. Be a little patient. There are people to help. Just call. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.